Welcome to The Unshrew Show, my personal journal covering life and lessons from an unshrew point of view, hosted by me, Dana Jones. I'm back. I have been away for way too long, and I've missed podcasting, and I'm so glad to be back and to talk with you guys about what's been going on in my life lately. I recently saw Dungeons & Dragons. I'll back it up a little bit more before I talk about the movie, but for Black Friday, I bought myself this $100 pass to the local theater closest to my home, and it has been the best investment ever. I've always been a movie matinee girl, so I used to treat myself to matinees on the weekends. At one point, I dated someone, and we used to go to a lot of movies. We had like an AMC membership together that he paid for us, and we would always go check out different movies at the theater. So I'm just a movie person, especially more in my adult life. I go to see a lot of movies. So gives you a little bit of background here. But I stumbled upon the Dungeons and Dragons preview, didn't really think too much of it, but just knew that I was going to go see it because, as you guys know, my favorite Chris is Chris Pine, who is in this film. When I first started my podcast a couple years ago, I made this episode called My Favorite Chris, and I talk all about how Chris Pine is number one for me. I rewatched the Star Trek movies a lot in the pandemic. I enjoyed him in Wonder Woman. I like him in Into the Woods. I enjoyed him in Wonder Woman 1984. I am a Chris Pine fan. So out of Chris Pine, Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, and Chris Evans, he is number one for me. So I just knew I was going to see Dungeons and Dragons, even though, just to be quite frank, I didn't have much idea about the game. I mean, I think about Stranger Things season one because I know that the kids were really into Dungeons and Dragons that season before Will got lost. And even after they found Will in season two, Will was still really into the game, where the other boys had kind of grown up a little bit. So familiar with the game, not super familiar with it, but ultimately, you know, knew that Dungeons and Dragons is this game, right? And so I decided to go see the movies, Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. Chris Pratt was the main selling point for me, but it was way better than what I was hoping or expected it to be. In my opinion, that's the best way to think about a movie or approach a movie, is to go into it with really no expectations. And that's exactly what I did here. I just knew that I was going to see it, and I would give it all the stars. What I really liked about it was it had a really great story. It had a really great message that was kind of underlying. It took a while to really see the dragons. The dungeon you kind of see right when the movie starts, but it took a couple minutes where I was like, man, where's the dragon? This is called Dungeons and Dragons for a reason. And the dragons weren't there at the beginning, but they did come in the end. There was a lot of dragon action, so definitely appreciated that. But the one thing about the movie, and no major spoiler here, was the ultimate message that I got from it, especially the timing and the season that I'm in my life. There's this really cool point in the film where Chris Pine is talking, the character Chris Pine is talking about what he's experienced and how he has navigated life. And so in that moment, he's really just sharing, essentially he's trying to lead this team to do something they have never done before. He's giving them all this advice and all these tips and telling them how they're going to get the job done. And the team members, as followers of his advice, are like, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just a failure. You sucked. You haven't done this successfully, but we're supposed to listen to you. They become really doubtful. And I think that it's really poignant because ultimately, like, we're all on this journey in our lives. And there's some seasons where we're just like, man, I just can't do it. Maybe we feel a little bit of imposter syndrome. And that's kind of ultimately what's happening, is like these team members are like, we're letting you lead, thinking you know more than us or thinking you know the path forward, when ultimately you don't. And so they start challenging his leadership, questioning his expertise, questioning what he knows and understands, questioning if they should even follow or believe in him or trust him and what he's saying. And rightfully so. And ultimately, he tells them, like, you guys are totally right. And that moment really stood out because I think oftentimes a lot of leaders, like, don't want to acknowledge, like, hey, I totally don't know what I'm doing. And essentially there's this critical moment where he acknowledges that, like, guys, I totally don't know what I'm doing. You guys are absolutely right. I am a failure. I've totally messed up. I've totally blown it. I don't know how to lead you guys forward. But he also, in the same moment, says, but I'll keep failing again, and I'll keep failing again and again until I get to what I'm striving for. And this really hit home for me because I thought about how I feel like I hear no a lot. Like, I'm going after things that I want, pursuing different things that I want, different opportunities, different paths, and getting a lot of rejection. And I'm sure that everybody feels that way in different seasons of their life as well. But one thing about it that I'll say is, if I'm not hearing any answers or getting any response, then that means I'm doing nothing and I'm not active. It means I'm inactive and I'm not moving forward. And ultimately, change is very constant. And so I thought the speech was really important and impactful because it's a good lesson for all of us. Like, a lot of times in some seasons where I'm hearing nothing or no answers and everything's going really well, it's because I'm not trying to step outside of my comfort zone. It's because I'm not trying to evolve or be better or go to the next level. Anytime I try to move up a level in my life, I feel like I face a lot of opposition. And it's scary. It hurts. It is not the most fun thing to feel fire under your feet. I definitely prefer walking on really solid ground. Solid, comfortable ground is in some seasons I really, really appreciate and value that, but there's some seasons in my life where I'm walking on, like, really shaky ground or sinking sand or muddy waters. It's just different. And so I really like that he acknowledges, like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'd love for you guys to stick around on the journey and help figure it out together as a team. Because if there's anything, the team really does support each other and really push each other to be better. And the whole time, Chris Pine's character, whose name is Edgin Darvis, he's a bard. He used to be a member of this group called the Harpers. He believes in the team more than they often believe in themselves. So he's constantly speaking life into them. Like, there is a half elf on the team who's a sorcerer, who's not a great sorcerer, but Edgin believes in him the whole time. And he's like, you're a great sorcerer. You're a great sorcerer. Even though the reality is that he's not. Like, nothing in this world has shown anyone that he's a great sorcerer, but Edgin believes in him. And guess what? By the end of the film, he actually is a really great sorcerer. He's really good at what he does. But Edgin believed in him all along before he could prove that value to him. And it made me think about this book that I read years ago. And it was called Scary Close. And it is about this guy who has a really hard time with intimacy. And he notices that it's keeping him from having this, getting married. Ultimately, it's keeping him from getting married. And he goes on this journey. He goes to these different rehab places. And one of the parts of the book that stands out to me to this day is the part that I always talk about, is how this guy was at a, I don't know if it was a networking event, but he was at an event and this man comes up and he brings his son with him, and his son had just graduated college. And it's the season of life that the son is in, is that season where he's trying to figure out what he wants to do next, trying to get that first opportunity, trying to have someone believe in him to help him get to the next level. And so the dad brings him along to this event and just introduces him to every person that is in the path. And what I really loved about this story is that every person the dad introduced the son to, he spoke life into him. He said, oh, this is my son. He's so great at this. He's so great at that. He's so awesome at this. He's really good at these things. He's really great at this. He literally sold his son and spoke so highly of him to every single person that he encountered, to the point where every person that he encountered believed that his son could rule the world ultimately. just really empowered him with words and empowered him with speaking life over his life. And so it made me think about that book because Chris Pine's character, Edgen, really reminded me of that dad, of someone who's constantly pouring into other people to the point where the other people start to believe the hype. It's like fake it till you make it, but someone else is doing that, speaking into you so that you make it, because you don't know. You're trying to fake it. You're not there yet, but this other person just believes in you so greatly that they're empowering you with their words to be the best. And so I really thought that was a great part of the movie. And ultimately, I think that if I'm not failing, then I'm really not going to get to the next level. And I'm really in a standstill point in my life. So the more failure, the more rejection that comes my way, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that means that the next yes, or the best yes for me, is on the other side of that journey of no, or on the other side of that journey of rejection, or on the other side of that journey of feeling tossed away. Because I think that there's often times in my life where I feel like, gosh, every door is closing. And instead of looking at it like every door is closing, so a better door will open down the road, right? Because that's ultimately what happens. Every time I have this big life-changing no, or season of no in my life, the yeses on the other side of that are so refreshing, so enlightening, and they really push me forward to being the best version of myself. So I think that this is a really great film because of that story in the back of it. And while the Dungeons and the Dragons are great, it really made me think about my dreams and what I see coming ahead in the days to come. I often challenge myself to dream a little bit bigger because I feel like the things that I'm dreaming or thinking of are too small, and I need to go bigger and bolder and more confidently in the direction that I'd like to be in, versus really ruminating or being stuck on the things that didn't work out. Because all those things that didn't work out, let me tell you guys, at this point in my life and in my career, I feel like the things that didn't work out for the greater good. We'll put it that way. And the things that do work out are for the highest good. And they work out for a reason. And they're the best yes I could get. So try to look at them that way. For anyone who hasn't seen the movie, I definitely, like I said, highly recommend it and believe that it's just an enjoyable film. I hope that there's a sequel. It was really great. I know that they've tried to make the movie before. I don't know if it just didn't do well in the past, but I really, really liked it. And hope to see more of this group together. I think that in the end, they came together really well as a team and played up everybody's strengths in order to get to the goal. And ultimately, the goal was one, trying to share it without spoiling the whole movie, but I think that was another lesson in the film too, because you have this one goal in mind, but in the end, your goal might look a little bit different than what you set out, because the journey changes, right? And the journey is the best part of the path forward. I think too many times I get really consumed with where I'm going instead of really appreciating the path along the way, the roller coaster ride before you get to the end. And I think this movie is a great example of that. It's like the end of the movie, what happened, or the goal or the outcome or how things turned around, was not quite like what happened in the beginning of the movie or what the original goal was initially. And I think Edgen learned a lot about himself in terms of his goal being bigger than him. His goal ended up being more focused on what his daughter needed instead of focused on what he felt like he needed, which I think is a great pivot for his customer journey, or his journey as an individual throughout the movie, which I'm saying customer journey because my marketing brain is on, but definitely not talking about a customer journey, talking about his journey as a person. So anyway, if you haven't seen it, check it out, and maybe it'll make you think a little bit more about your dreams like it did for me. And if it doesn't, I hope you at least enjoy the film and have a great time like I did. Thanks for listening, and I'm not going anywhere this time. I'm going to be back. I love my podcast, and even re-listening to old episodes has been a joy for me, and I can't wait to produce more shows for you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.